from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, December 15th. Coming up, members of the Champaign-Urbana Latinx community say concerns about language barriers within families need to be better understood. We'll get that story from the Illinois Student Newsroom in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' former public health director told federal lawmakers yesterday that required paid time off is a good policy, especially during a pandemic. Alex Stegman reports.
A House panel on COVID-19 approved a report detailing the government's successes and failures during the pandemic. It also makes 30 recommendations to better prepare for the next public health crisis. Among those tips, universal paid sick leave. Former Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike said some people, particularly low-wage and hourly workers, could not afford to call in sick.
An effort to try not to spread it might result in them becoming homeless, not be able to put food on the table for their children. That's a false choice.
The report also recommends better protection against unemployment fraud and doing more to combat disinformation, among other suggestions. I'm Alex Stegman.
The percentage of Asian American lawmakers in the state legislature has increased sharply in recent years, but the rate still lags behind the general population. Teresa Ma was Illinois' first Asian American to be elected to the state legislature in 2016. Ma said on Illinois Public Media's 21st show, for too long, Asian Americans in Illinois were excluded from the political process.
I think it takes someone with an understanding of what they've gone through or what they are going through to really speak up for them and make sure that their issues are addressed.
Ma says Asian American candidates who have had success are authentic, but can also code switch. She says they have to be comfortable talking with anyone. The Urbana School Board will reconsider in January how to establish one fully dual-language elementary school for Spanish and English. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, this comes after renewed pressure from dual-language teachers and families for the idea.
Latino parents and dual-language teachers showed up in force at this week's Urbana School Board meeting. Lupe Riccone directs multilingual programs for District 116. She spent hours researching answers to board questions that she said the board seemed to ignore.
While you have all kept the committee very focused on reviewing historical data on the history of the program, I personally failed to recognize the historical data regarding communities of color and how we rarely win against privileged white communities.
White parents from one of Urbana's wealthier neighborhoods have most actively opposed changes to the current dual language system, which serves part of the student body in two elementary schools. The District 116 board agreed with them last week. This week, the board decided to work on a new plan at their meeting in January. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
People looking to buy a Christmas tree this year might notice they're in tight supply, and it's partly due to drought. But Kansas forester David Bruton says this year's short supply stems from the effect of severe drought in previous years. It takes about 8 years for a Christmas tree to grow 6 to 8 feet tall, but Bruton says tree seedlings need plenty of water during their first 2 to 3 years of growth.
The biggest issue with drought years, those seedlings that are planted in those years, if the growers don't have supplemental water that provide those little seedlings, the survival rate goes down dramatically.
With more than half of the U.S. experiencing drought, Bruton says natural Christmas tree lovers can expect fewer trees for sale in the future. Still to come, we'll learn about language barriers within families in CU's Latinx community. That story from Jacqueline Barba is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Katie Buzard, WILL 100th History Curator. Starting out as the University of the Air, WILL has always had education at its core. College lectures dominated the airwaves during the first few decades, but WILL soon realized radio's potential for broadening the minds of children, producing the beloved program Stories and Stuff, and later innovative TV shows in an era before PBS. Join me as I explore children's educational programming and more at will.illinois.edu/will100.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the number of Spanish-speaking immigrants in the United States continues to rise, members of the local Latinx community say concerns about language barriers within families need to be better understood. Illinois Student Newsroom's Jacqueline Barba has more.
I slept really bad last night.
Ariana and Andres Lor grew up in Champaign in a Spanish-speaking household.
The siblings say that their parents, who are both immigrants from Spanish-speaking countries, hope their children would not lose their heritage language. Ariana says even though she's fluent in English and Spanish, her parents only speak Spanish at home.
They're both fluent in English and Spanish now, and they still only use Spanish at the house, though. So even though we respond in English, they still talk to us in Spanish.
Now a 20-year-old student at Parkland College, Ariana says she is taking Spanish classes to become a dual language teacher.
I am still trying to learn Spanish because, I mean, you can only get better.
A report by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol from October found that officials recorded more than 2 million migrants on the southern border during the 2022 fiscal year. This number is a new record for the country, up from 1.7 million encounters last year. With the rise of Spanish-speaking immigrants in the U.S., researchers are now looking at how language barriers impact families where more than one language is spoken at home. Dr. Ronald Cox, a researcher at Oklahoma State University, studies communication barriers in multilingual families. He says even though more Spanish-speaking parents are learning how to speak English, their children aren't retaining their parents' primary language. That can put the children in an uncomfortable situation.
Their Spanish, for example, is going down. Their English is going up. At the same time, their parents' English only goes up a little bit. They only make very modest gains. And so the parents only speak Spanish, and the kids increasingly only speak English.
He says although many of these children can understand basic household phrases in Spanish, some struggle to have more advanced conversations with their parents.
As a result, those more important, complex conversations that they would like to have with their parents, they're just not able to.
Val Smith teaches English to adults at First Presbyterian Church in Champaign. Many of them speak Spanish as their first language. Smith says many of her students have expressed fears about helping their children with schoolwork once their kids reach school age.
They're just really concerned about their children, that they can help them when they're in school because they don't know English as well as they'd like. So there is, you know, some anxiety about that.
Andres and Ariana Lohr, those siblings who live with Spanish-speaking parents, say they usually speak English with both their mother and their father.
This is probably not like the best thing, but I just like made it a habit of like responding to them in English. And then I would just understand what they say and just like keep doing what I was doing.
His sister Ariana says she feels a similar anxiety.
So when my parents speak to me or when I have to speak to other adults in Spanish, I get very nervous because I don't have like that initial thought in my head, like, oh, it's like my first language, like I can't mess this up.
Both siblings say being unable to communicate with their parents goes beyond their speaking skills.
We don't understand what they're trying to tell us, and they don't understand what we're trying to tell them. And then it just like...
It does get lost in translation.
The siblings say they will continue learning Spanish to try to close this one barrier between them and their parents. I'm Jacqueline Barba, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance of flurries or light showers and a high of 38 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Eric Stock, Emily Hayes, Excaret Nunez, and Jacqueline Barba. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.